Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
First off on the programme today, should every city in Ireland follow Cork's lead and have community wardens to deal with parking and littering offences? Well, Cork City Council has had them since 2008 and say that they are extremely effective. So what's stopping other cities employing them? I'd love to hear from you on 087 1400 106. Let me firstly talk to Fine Gael councillor in Cork, Shane O'Callaghan, who joins me on the line. Shane, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Shane. Now, tell me firstly, what is the role of a community warden?
I think you mentioned there that, you know, they have a role in littering and you know, issuing traffic tickets. That's not actually correct. We have traffic wardens who also work for the city council who would issue traffic tickets, but they're not community wardens.
Mm-hmm.
They're two separate areas. And then in terms of littering, you know, and obviously issuing fines for littering and things like that, we actually have litter wardens as well. Again, they're separate to that, but they would work for Cork City Council as well. So community wardens essentially work on the basis of meeting the community where they're based and familiarising themselves with the needs, interests and challenges of the community and working towards fostering strong working relationship between the council and members of the public. They do a fantastic job, by the way. I would highly recommend that other cities do use it. A typical community warden project might involve supporting the establishment of a community garden or coordinating neighbourhood cleanup activities, supporting groups to apply for development funding, things like that. Another thing would be, you know, there's community safety forums in Cork City. So they would be, you know, forums where an Garda Síochána would meet local residents and they'd be chaired by a layperson. I would say John O'Rourke now would chair the one in Cork South Central. He's just, you know, he's just a community activist who's very, very involved in it. But then also there would be a community warden or a coordinator from Rapid at the meeting. So the residents would not only ask Gard, you know, bring up issues, we'll say, I don't know, antisocial behaviour, you know, parking issues, things like that with the Gardaí representatives there, but also at the top table would be either a Rapid coordinator like, you know, in our case, Martha Halbert or Martin Deneen or someone like that, who are brilliant, by the way, in the role. And just, you know, they would be there as well to pick up on issues that are of concern to residents to feedback to the city council. And obviously, you know, councillors like myself would also attend these meetings, but it works very well. So it's a, you know, multi-pronged approach to, you know, issues and concerns of residents at community safety forums.
Okay, so while you also have, as you said, parking wardens, litter wardens and so on, do the community wardens have a role in that as well?
Not really, no. They wouldn't. Traffic wardens, as I say, would be separate, but they would also, like, I'm not sure whether that's the case in Dublin. Does Dublin City Council contract out parking fines to private companies? I think maybe, but Cork doesn't. And there's no clamping by the City Council in Cork either, by the way. And there's clamping in private car parks, but the traffic wardens in Cork, we got rid of clamping several years ago. And the Cork City Council did, and I think that's very positive in that regard. So you'd get a €40 fine if you're parking, you know, in a public place beyond the, and don't have a parking disc. They would interact to a certain extent, but I mean, there is, and some people seem to think that community wardens are involved in that, but the main role of community wardens is working with what's called RAPID. It's revitalising areas through planning, investment, and development. Which is, you know, this was, I think, all over the country before, but in most areas, during the economic crash, they would have got rid of it. Most local authorities, but Cork City Council actually fought to hold on to it. And it's just to focus on community, the voluntary sectors, working together in partnership for the betterment of the community, with a particular emphasis on, you know, areas that would be seen as disadvantaged. So they all connect together. It's about basically working, you know, city council people working with communities, with residence groups, with community groups, to ensure that the best possible outcome, advise them on how to go about you know, getting grants, things like that. And they'd work with you know, members of the Cork City Council, for instance, like myself, on a regular basis. And as I say, you know, locally now, I'd have, you know, I'd have a lot of interaction with Martha Halbert and Martin Deneen, for example, who are brilliant. Like, and a lot of it is, you know, the community wardens themselves. I think we're blessed with the community wardens and the rapid coordinators in Cork City Council, because they're really dedicated to their job. They're really good at their job, and, you know, they work really hard, and they, you know, they believe in what they're doing.
Very good.
I highly recommend that other local authorities look at it.
That's what I was about to say. It sounds like they provide a very valuable service, but it does raise the issue of having wardens in cities that can do all of the things that that we mentioned. So we have, for example, parking enforcement. We have litter wardens. We have dog wardens. Shouldn't there be one person that does all of that, or a group of people that are responsible for all of that sort of upkeep in a city? So this person can issue parking fines, this person can issue litter fines, this person can issue dog fouling fines. Would that not make sense to bring it all together? Because we know, as we look at, like, dog fouling, for example, the amount of fines given out for dog fouling you could write on the back of your hand, it just doesn't happen as much as it should. You could also argue the same for litter fines. So if you had more community wardens that were responsible for all of the above, wouldn't that make their job and the enforcement much more efficient? I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 087 1400 106 if you'd like to get involved. Tommy, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Tommy, do you think we need to expand the powers of, and I'm going to use the words community wardens, who are responsible for a lot more than the individuals are at this moment?
Well, I was just listening to your chat there, and it wasn't very specific what they actually do. They're not litter wardens, they're not dog wardens, they're not parking wardens. So what exactly do they do?
That's a good question, but it raises for me, I was of the impression that they did a lot of the above that I mentioned, but if they don't, should they? And should we have community wardens in cities around the country that are responsible for not just one area, not just parking, not just litter, not just dog fouling, but all of those things?
That would make sense. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been living in Mayo now for 20 years. I've never seen a dog warden.
Nor have I. I have never, ever in my entire life seen a dog warden, ever. And I have two dogs and I'm out with them regularly. I've never seen a dog warden. I wouldn't know what one looks like. I wouldn't know if he has a uniform. I've just never seen one.
No, I haven't either. And I walk my little dog regularly down the park, and there's these big Rottweilers and everything else without muzzles or anything, you know. And it is a bit intimidating. But if you're going to have somebody like that, you have to give them power.
No, and that's exactly the question that I'm asking. In terms of our cities and enforcement of different things that need to be enforced in order to keep our city moving smoothly and to keep it clean and tidy, shouldn't we have wardens that are responsible for all of those things? And you will know by the person's uniform or whatever, oh, that's the person who looks after litter, and that's the person who looks after parking. It's one and the same person.
Yeah. That would make absolute total sense. They had a parking guy down here, and they got rid of him, and he was good. He wouldn't let anyone away with anything, and he's just gone. And I don't know where he is or what happened, but somebody complained about him and he was just disappeared.
And in terms of parking enforcement, we do see a lot of parking enforcement in terms of parking tickets and clamps in places like Dublin and so on. I've always wondered about the benefit of clamping a car in situ on a street when it's outstayed its welcome. I've never really seen the logic behind that, but anyhow, you believe that in terms of powers, we should have wardens that have greater powers of enforcement?
Absolutely. There was a case there a few years ago where a man was bringing his daughter to hospital and the car was clamped. And he called the guards. And the guard had no power to tell them to remove that plant. The guard actually offered to pay for it.
Really? Yeah, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I just kind of thought, you know, who's in charge?
It does raise the whole issue of clamping as well. And like I said, I mean, obviously in a private car park or a private premises, they can do what they like, essentially. But on public streets, I've always wondered about the advantages or otherwise of clamping. And in fact, Shane O'Callaghan, let me just go back to you for 1 second. And you said that in Cork, clamping was gotten rid of and you think that that was a good thing. Are there any advantages, do you think, to clamping?
No, I'm totally against clamping. I think it should be banned outright, including in private car parks. I've actually been very vocal about that in the past. I mean, I don't see why they shouldn't have some sort of system for private car parks where you have to, you know, pay in a barrier to get in or whatever as well. But I'm totally opposed to clamping. It makes no sense. It ruins someone's day. You know, these guys just go around looking for people to clamp, as far as I can see. And then you have to wait around to pay €120 fine. And you're stuck in the same place, as you said. So it makes no sense.
When it comes to the streets, I've never understood forcing somebody to stay in the same spot.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of the fact that Cork City Council got rid of clamping several years ago, and we have no intention of bringing it back anytime soon.
And what difference has it made in Cork?
It's just, people still, you know, we have traffic wardens go around and they issue a fine if someone is parked wrongly, or you know that they parked wrongly.
And is that sufficient?
It is sufficient, yeah. I don't think, and you know, the people then come along, take their ticket, and they move their car rather than having to wait around for another hour for the clamper to come back and pay €120 or even more. So I'm very happy with the system that Cork City Council has, that we do not use clampers. But just on the point about the dog litter, etc. The litter wardens here are also, you know, dog litter wardens, you know what I mean? So they have that dual role in that regard. And I don't think that the issue necessarily is with a lack of enforcement there. It's the standard of proof, actually, when you're prosecuting someone for, you know...
You almost need a video of the dog actually doing his business.
Essentially, like, the proof is either someone has to report it and be willing to go to court and give evidence of having seen it, which most people don't want to do, right? Which is the reality. Or the dog warden has to catch them in the act. So I think they should look at alternative ways of prosecuting people. For instance, I think they can get, I mean, you know, if they had a system whereby every dog had to be registered, which I think is the case anyway, but then, you know, that you could test the DNA from, I think, the advance in technology in this regard regarding you know, you could tell what dog it is if they're registered from their feces, if they examine that.
And it is something that is done elsewhere and very, very efficiently.
I think that's what they should look at doing. But like this, you know, that's not up to local authorities. Mm. That's actually, that would need to be brought in by way of national legislation. And that would be something that I would be very anxious to advocate. I'm a general election candidate as well, by the way, in Cork South Central for Fine Gael. And that's something that I would be anxious to advocate for at a national level if I were elected to the Dáil, because I do think that at the moment...
It is something that has been spoken about on regular occasions, but nothing ever seems to be done about it. And as you said, a DNA database is such an easy thing to implement. And dog excrement is found on the street, it's tested, and immediately you can find out who that dog is and where he lives.
The current system is not working. It's not reasonable or realistic to expect people to actually go and give evidence in court against someone who could be their neighbour.
No, absolutely not.
Because that's not working and it's not realistic. So they do need to look at alternatives.
Okay, let me go to line two, and Patrick is on the line. Patrick, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk. Patrick, would you like to see wardens having much more power than they currently have?
Well, what I'd like to see is a system that works. Like, even in Tipperary, where I'm from there, we have members of the council that maybe started very early in the morning and are observing. So if they get complaints that there's dog fouling in a certain area, they will make it their business to be there and see what's going on. So it has worked very effective. Now, unfortunately, as Shane said, they have a lot of different interaction with Garda and everything. And unfortunately, in areas where there's not a lot of these wardens and different types of wardens, we rely on our local councillors. And then local councillors an awful lot of time are fobbed off in certain, with certain issues and things like that. So what we need to see with this community and this community warden there is a person with powers. And the more so, and what should happen, is a person that has the powers to interact all agencies, whether it's a policing matter, whether it's a council matter, and basically come up with a solution and at the end of the day make the community and in a place where people can live in harmony. And if there's some issue that there that's not being addressed, and even at councillors going in has not been addressed, we need to have somebody that has powers that will go in and say, look, this is an issue coming up, this has been brought to my attention. Whatever agency is involved, they have the powers to go in and talk at that level to that agency.
Okay, very good. I just got a message in. We were talking about dog fouling, and Max sent me this message, and it says, Adrian, we've all been away on holidays. Did anyone see any dog fouling, litter, antisocial behaviour on public transport? Very little, if any, I suspect. I'm back from dog mad Italy. Dogs are in shops, restaurants, but never off lead and not fouling. Irish people are just selfish and dirty, says Max. And the community wardens, this message came in and it says, it sounds to me like the wardens that councillor is talking about are doing his job. The elected representatives should be the ones interacting with people and working to solve problems. As for the other wardens, yes, they should have more power over a wider range of services. And more power, yes, over a wider range of services, but with enforcement power. I'll give you an example. I was in Liverpool maybe 10, 11 years ago, and it was at the time where I was a smoker. And I was standing outside a hotel having a cigarette. Now, I don't smoke anymore, thank God. Having a cigarette outside the hotel, and being a filthy, dirty smoker like an awful lot of smokers, when I was finished my cigarette, I threw the cigarette butt down ashore. Tut, 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 shouldn't have done it. A warden out of nowhere ran across the street, showed me his body cam, showed me that he had video evidence of me having committed this offence of throwing the cigarette butt down ashore. And he had me. He had me banged to rights, and only for I said, oh, I'm really, really sorry, I didn't realise, and he realised I wasn't from Liverpool. He let me go, but he could have done me there and then, and he had the evidence. He had the proof from his body cam. If we had more wardens around with similar technology, you would catch people allowing their dogs to foul. You would catch people littering on the streets. Let me bring in just one or two more calls. Owen, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Hi, Adrian. How you doing?
Now, what did you want to say on this?
Basically, I just wanted to comment from the point of view of a disabled driver. There's, you know, it's like you and some of the callers have said before, there's simply not enough enforcement of kind of illegal parking, and especially in regards to the disabled. So at the moment, I think that clamping and fining is done by a private company in Dublin.
So I have to say, I mean, it is an issue, and I've seen it. I've seen it for disabled drivers, disabled pedestrians, mothers with buggies, just people being so inconsiderate.
Yeah, absolutely. And now it has gotten better. I have to say, in the last 10 years I've been driving around Dublin, things have improved. I think people are more and more getting the message not to do it. But I still think that there's simply the lack of enforcement by the private company, by whoever runs the enforcement aspect to it, and not doing their job properly. And this is why I think we do need the council to actually take it, you know, in-house, even though the council themselves are apparently against it, from what I understand.
Yeah, and it doesn't really make sense as to why they're against it. What do you think of the idea of having community wardens that have greater powers of parking enforcement, of litter warden, of dog fouling, to be able to look after all of the above?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. You know, if you have a community warden that does all these things, they go out, they, like you said, they'll have a body cam, they'll have